Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, good afternoon, everybody, wherever you might be. You are listening to Let's Get Metaphysical with Lisa Kazza. I am your host, Lisa Kazza, and you can visit me on my website, check out my blog, or order a reading with me at lisacazza.com, lisacazza.com. You know, I have to apologize that I wasn't on last week, but I did that for a good reason, at least in my eyes. I went and bought myself a new microphone because I noticed that the audio quality in my radio, like the radio show, as well as a lot of my YouTube videos, just wasn't the best. Because, understand, I was relying on my onboard microphone on my laptop, so yeah, it doesn't really give you the best quality. So I was waiting on that before I aired another episode of Let's Get Metaphysical. So this is what brings us to today. Today I'm actually, you know what? I'm here all by myself for once. My husband has gone away fishing with the boys for the weekend. So it's given me the opportunity to, of course, you know, have some quiet time and get a couple things done around the house, that kind of thing. And you know, it's always good, even if you are, you know, as you say, everyone says, and I say it too, you know, your soulmate, your twin flame. You may be twin flames and soulmate partners, but at the end of the day, you still need that alone time. So, and you know what, as the old saying goes, absence makes the heart grow fonder, and I believe that to be so very true. I'm not even going to explain it. whenever my husband leaves, the anxiety that I feel just before he leaves, it's just before he leaves, and then I'm okay afterwards. So anyways, getting on with things here. I don't like to, try not to drone on too much. This evening, I am actually going to be focusing on two different subjects, but they're actually somewhat related in terms of their concept. They have the same message, basically, the same lesson. So that's why I'm kind of going to be concentrating on the two of them at the same time. So, the first half of my show, we're going to be talking about what is my life purpose. And so, I'm going to get in, try to teach folks what's going on with that. And then the second half, I'm going to be talking about, you know, answering actually that infamous question: how do I find my soulmate, twin flame, love partner? So, bear with me. Like I always say in my readings sometimes, I always have a method to my madness. Like I said, these two different topics actually share a very common theme or message from Spirit. So I just wanted to address them both. So we're going to take the bull by the horn. And so we'll start out, you know, what is my life purpose or your life purpose? And, you know, I get asked this question so many times, that I can repeat it verbatim. You know, I have an excellent and well-paying career. But why do I continue to feel the strange emptiness inside if I'm following my intended life purpose? Well, the first thing that I need to say is that, folks, due to the New Age movement, they've brought out a lot of very limiting or restrictive beliefs and totally false beliefs. That's the first thing I'm going to say. And, you know, this is what's ultimately caused a lot of this, you know, emptiness or feeling that you're missing something. It's because of that. And so you need to realize that your life purpose is not just about your career path. So, and it's because of this New Age movement that a lot of people seem to have this belief that their career path is their purpose. But again, like the question I keep getting, at the same time, at some point, they begin to feel like there's more out there for them. Well, guess what? They're right. But you know what? I'm just going to back the truck up slightly here. So again, please bear with me because I do get to a point eventually. So I'm backing the truck up here. A lot of people actually have this huge misunderstanding that there is only one specific path to follow and that this path is only related to, for example, their career path. Now, this is not the case. You guys need to stop holding on to the belief that the New Age movement has put out, because in fact, a person's purpose, it has many different paths that ultimately make up their full life purpose. I'm going to try to illustrate what I mean. You don't just have one specific purpose in life. You have many, many of them. So this is one extremely strong reason as to why so many people begin to feel stuck or confused. They have this rather limited perspective or viewpoint. They've restricted themselves so much, so much to the point that they're not seeing themselves for who they truly are and what they're truly meant to do, quote unquote. So something else, though, that's actually in relation to what I just said is that when it comes to our intended purpose, quote unquote, well, it truly defines who we are, ultimately and all encompassing. But understand that a career or the work that we do, it doesn't define us. At least not completely. It's only a part of the whole. So we are not our careers. What truly defines us are our passions, our personalities, our interests, and what we hold closest to our hearts. And so that takes us into our true life purpose and completely. So realize none of us have just that one very specific life purpose. Of course, you know, granted, maybe, you know, some people, like, they do have a massive life purpose of, for example, saving the world. I hate to be blunt, but, you know, but not everybody does. Mainly, we have many aspects of ourselves that need fulfilling. Therefore, we do have many different hats to wear throughout any given time, and through any given lifetime, for that matter. So, the best way for me to try to illustrate this concept to you is like this, okay? I want you to envision a pizza or a pie, whichever you prefer. And now envision it that it has been cut up into equal slices, so in eighths or quarters, whatever, preferably eighths because we're unlimited beings. So the entire pizza or pie that you're envisioning, well, that represents a person's full life purpose and really basically the person themselves. Now, each little slice of that pizza or pie represents just one out of many, what I tend to call, mini purposes. So, for example, one slice could be your career path, of course, you know. But another slice could be your role as a parent. A third slice could represent your passion for, let's say, if you have volunteer work. A fourth slice could be your artistic or musical talent. And so on and so on. You just keep going. So some of our purposes include, for example, being a parent or a daughter or son, aunt or uncle, a sibling, and so on. That's a purpose. Some other purposes relate to our beliefs. So, for example, off the top of my head, healing work by sharing experiences to help others, or animal activism, environmental and medical causes, or guiding others with psychic readings like myself, or some other form of being in service or helping others. But now, let's take this a step further. Now, how about your hobbies and other general interests? Off the top of my head, painting, writing, singing, playing a musical instrument. Like for myself, I play the guitar. Acting, horseback riding, which many of my followers know and my clients know. I've been riding horses since I was 2. Woodworking, whatever. It's virtually endless in terms of possibilities. Those are all purposes too. But now, let's go even further. Now we're going to talk personality-wise. How about, for example, you have a natural tendency to take care of others without question. So you're a natural nurturer and caregiver, without question. Or you have a dynamic sense of humor. Or you're a natural born teacher or leader. Or you feel the strong need to protect others in some way. All of those things and more lead us to having purpose. So, folks, please throw away that New Age movement belief because it's so restrictive, so limiting, and completely false. Don't limit yourself and your spirit because ultimately, for so long as you limit your viewpoint, then quite ultimately, the longer you will just continue to feel some level of unfulfillment. So, don't limit yourself and your life purpose, because in all actuality, you and your life purpose are limitless. So in following a person's true, you know, what everyone calls life purpose, and truly following it, all paths are pursued and followed, not just one. So remember that that pizza or the pie and the way that it's cut up. Each slice of pie or pizza represents a part of who you are. That's purpose. So a life purpose is all-encompassing and it defines who we are. So again, in defining who we are, we need to take into account all of our characteristics, interests, passions, talents, even skills, you know, personality traits. It isn't just narrowed down so simplistically. So I really do hope that you understand what I, as well as Spirit, are trying to illustrate to you. There are just so many things that you could be doing or pursuing. And all of that is indeed life purpose. Take a look at who you are. Who you are. What you stand for. What you love. And so on. All of that is actually your purpose. And once you come to this realization, then that will be when you will truly get to experience, and I mean truly, true happiness, inner peace, and ultimately inner fulfillment. And on really all levels of being, physical, spiritual, and emotional. So I hope everyone understands what I mean. Please stop restricting yourself. Please throw out those limiting beliefs, because truly it's not who you are, even as a spiritual being. So I invite you, you know, if you have any questions at all, drop me a line. Go to my website at lisacaza.com, LISACAZA.com. And I can't tell you all the answers, because, you know, learning a person's true life purpose is quite the huge life lesson that all of us do need to ultimately learn. And yes, unfortunately, some folks, they don't get it, unfortunately. But this is why my broadcast today, I'm hoping that I can dispel some of those limiting beliefs, and I can at least, you know, you drop me a line, I can at least guide you the best that I can. Again, lisacaza.com. I am going to take just a short break before we get into our second topic of trying to find our twin flames, soulmate, life partners in this lifetime. I'm just going to play, actually, it was a recording that my own publicist and manager had done up 2 years ago. So it would just, you know, give you a little bit about me and my readings, the way that I do them, and why he, anyways, thinks that I am so highly recommended. So I am going to take a quick bathroom break and grab some water, and I will be right back, I promise you. Just as a note, folks, I'd love for you to turn up your volume so that you can actually hear poor Ryan and what he has to say. I'd love for you to hear what he has to say. Makes me blush every time. He's such a sweetheart. So anyways, the following endorsement is from Ryan McCormick from Goldman McCormick Public Relations. He's also my manager and executive producer of the nationally syndicated radio show, The Outer Limits of Inner Truth. Here we go.
My name is Ryan McCormick, and I am host and executive producer of the nationally syndicated Outer Limits of Inner Truth radio show. The reason why I come to your attention today is to let you know about psychic empath Miss Lisa Caza. She's a regular featured virtue on our show, and I'm going to give you five trick reasons why you might want to check her out and see her for a reading. Number five, she's got incredible insight. She really has a precise way of doing things and providing and garnering information. I've talked to over 100 psychics in my life, and I think Miss Lisa stands out as one of the top five for sure. Incredible what she does. Number two, she's very honest and she's blunt. She's not going to sugarcoat the information. She's not going to give you a reason, because I think that it's very good that, you know, you get a blunt and direct response. I mean, she's going to be obviously careful and consider of your feelings, but she's not going to sugarcoat the reason why something's happening. Number three, she's overcome a lot of personal pain. Ms. Kazer wrote a phenomenal book. It was a best-selling book about her life story, and she overcame an abusive relationship, and she dealt with all kinds of hardships in her life. So for those of you that are suffering, that are in pain, she's a great person to speak with because she's been there, and she can help you lead you out of that and hopefully lead you through a place of happiness. She's incredible. Number four, Ms. Lisa Kaza has got an amazing, beautiful, beautiful, kind heart. She can do anything to help anyone. And that warmth that radiates to everyone. I think that when you talk to her, you're just going to be in the presence of pure unconditional love and warmth. And number five, Miss Lisa Kaza has incredible sense of humor. So she's not holier than thou. She's not stiff. You know, you can do a joke with her. I pull pranks on her all the time, and I drive her absolutely crazy. And she's just absolutely wonderful. So you can learn more about Miss Lisa Kaza by going to her website at lisakaza.com. Psychic empath, highly recommend talking with her, asking her some questions. It's really, really wonderful. And
hello, everybody, and welcome back. You know, once again, you're listening to Let's Get Metaphysical. I am your host, Lisa Kaza. You can visit me on my official website at lisakaza.com, lisakaza.com. I hope you're able to hear my publicist and manager Ryan there. As I said, you would have to really put up the volume. Hey, I'm a newbie at this stuff, and so I'm not quite sure how to get the best sound quality, but I'm sure as I get going further along, I'll figure things out. So, the second half of this show, I'm just going to... People know me by now. I don't beat around the bush, right? The second half of my show is finding that one true love. So, we're talking about, you know, finding our soulmates, our life partners, and twin flames. You know, over the course of... Well, it's been well over 20 years now of... You know, me doing readings for folks, one of the most common questions that I'm asked is, how, when, where can I find my soulmate or life partner? Well, the reason for my broadcast today with this one is, you know, within all of these readings with my clientele, I've noticed an extremely strong trend or message from Spirit. And it's the same message over and over and over again. So I'm going to just put it out there, this seemingly, I'll call it, universal answer for everyone to hear. And, you know, for those who don't wish to have a reading, but would, of course, still love to know the answer to this rather infamous question. So firstly, you must come to realize that you cannot sufficiently love another if you don't first love yourself. You know, just like the old advice one would give a new mother with a baby. You can't take care of the baby unless you take care of yourself first. You know, have your sleep when you can and that kind of thing. That is actually the most important step that a person could ever take. And in doing so, did you know that the more that you show yourself love, then quite ultimately, the more that your heart center opens, or heart chakra, as many might refer to it as. Now, our heart centers, or heart chakras, that is the main energy, if you want to call it conduit, excuse me, the main energy conduit within our energetic fields. That's where we send and receive love into our lives. And, of course, love comes in many forms. I've talked about this before, like even my episode about the law of attraction, where... love comes in many forms, where it could be, you know, that new job, new friendship, money, new home or car, and, well, love relationships. So, but let's expand on that concept a little bit more here, because I don't wish to create any amount of confusion. So, self-love isn't just about our attitudes or perceptions of ourselves or, you know, self-esteem, how we eat or exercise, that kind of thing. For most of us, those are actually the first things we tend to think about when someone tells us to, you know, quote unquote, take care of yourself or love yourself some more. However, many of us forget the spiritual and emotional aspects of self and the opening of our heart centers or heart chakras. So ask yourself this one question. When was the last time you spent quality time with yourself? Now, I know what you're thinking. You know, what do you mean to spending quality time with myself? And to top it off, how do I nurture the emotional and spiritual aspect of myself? Well, you know what? It's actually a lot easier than what you think. Excuse me. What you do is you focus on and you pursue all those things that you hold dear to your heart. So your hobbies, your general interests and skills, and the general activities that you would most thoroughly enjoy doing. Things that make your heart sing. And the things that cannot be related to your career path. Well, that is unless it's something artistic or creative in nature, like, for example, photography or something musical, or maybe you could be an actor, that kind of thing. But in order to help illustrate to you what both Spirit and I are trying to say, and, well, to help you to get thinking, I'm going to give you a list of examples of what you should be doing, to pursue. Now, by no means is this limited. The possibilities are virtually endless. But what you need to keep in mind is that you need to concentrate or focus on things that attract interest you personally. And you definitely need to steer clear of more negative types of activities, by the way. So, for example, you know, if you're looking for a life partner, soulmate, and you don't want that person to drink, as an example, then please, for God's sake, don't go looking in nightclubs or bars or dances. You have to look towards more spiritual and emotionally fulfilling activities. So, for example, again, the list is virtually endless in terms of possibilities. But to get your mind working, okay? Painting, writing lessons, dancing lessons, book critiquing, singing or acting, nature photography, playing a sport, or again, you know, like I said earlier, in finding life purpose, playing a musical instrument. How about taking up a class to learn a new skill or to hone one that already exists? Or volunteering time at a local animals shelter or women's shelter or a hospice, hiking or other some sort of outdoor activity, flying or traveling, taking a more active role in your church or spiritual community, horseback riding. And hey, I always use horseback riding as an example, as that's how I ultimately met my husband. Joining mutual interest groups like NA, single parents, AA, more spiritual and metaphysical groups, and so on. Like I said, this could be a mile long. Like I say, those are just like simply examples off the top of my head, really. But you need to focus on yourself and what you are naturally drawn to or interested in. So, and the thing is, another point to remember is that you cannot limit yourself. Don't place limitations on what you pursue. Pursue all that you want to pursue. Because remember, your spirit. Your spirit is a part of divine, right? So, divine itself is infinite and limitless. So, if you are a part of divine, you too are infinite and limitless. So, why restrict something that is by nature unlimited, unrestricted, divine, and timeless? Pursue all that you want to pursue, whatever makes your heart sing. So, I'm going to tell you a little story. Well, it's actually in my book. If you were able to hear Ryan in the I'll call it a commercial. that's my attempt at making a commercial. But if you heard Ryan, he mentioned my book. I wrote a book a couple years ago. It was called Finding Paradise After the Storm. And the first half of the book is, it's basically an autobiography almost. But it details my life, as it were, as a survivor of domestic violence in my first marriage. And it also relates how I rebuilt my life after I left that marriage and, you know, became a single parent and struggled and what have you. But through those struggles, I was loving myself. What I'm saying here today is actually in my book. This is why I brought my book up. But I'm going to tell you a little story that's in my book. Pursuing interests and finding that life partner, that very special someone, I found him. And I'll tell you how I did. Well, you know, like I just said, you know, I was in an abusive marriage and it was for 14 years. I finally get out of it and then I move out onto my own. I'm a new single mom all of a sudden with three little children. I move a total of 8 hours away because I figured at the time, you know, the further away from him, the better. And so I ultimately moved to a community way far up north, Northern Ontario, Canada. I was never here in my life. I didn't know a single soul. But here I am, I'm out on my own. But I started to realize my newfound freedom. And I'm going, okay, I need to start doing something for myself and for my children. I need to start listening to my heart. And so the first passion that I pursued was that of social work. So I put myself through schooling for social work. And in halfway through my first year, I met a friend. And this friend became basically a lifelong friend. But in doing so, it created quite the cascading effect once I started pursuing these passions. One door of opportunity led to another, so I meet this friend, and so the following year, so my second year, she comes up to me one day and she goes, "Hey, Lisa, a friend of mine is selling her horse, and I forget what she said, but all I remember is, and I think this is my fault, because as soon as she said, my friend's selling her horse, well, I tuned the rest of whatever she was saying out, so I can't remember what she said after that, but that's all I heard, and I'm going, okay, Well, I gave up my horses to be with my ex-husband, and I always vowed that one day I would have my horses again. That very same day, I went and I saw the horse, and I put a down payment on her. She was mine. The horse was mine. So there I am again. I'm pursuing another passion. My passion for horses, my lifelong passion. And then, again, like I said, a cascading effect. Once you follow, your passions, and once you do that, the universe sees that you're serious. And so you get one door of opportunity after another. And this is what causes this domino effect kind of thing. But anyway, so literally about a month to month and a half later, the person I was boarding her at called me up and said, basically, you know, long story short, Lisa, you have to move your horse, blah, 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 blah. That's all I heard was, you have to move your horse. And then it was, you know, you ever remember watching Charlie Brown and you hear the teacher in the background? Well, that's basically what I heard after that, because I didn't remember. I didn't know anybody here, and I was struggling to survive. It was so horrible, so hard. And I just broke down. I broke down crying. And that same friend that I had made the previous year when I first started school, she was actually sitting right beside me. And she's whispering to me as I'm on the phone. She goes, Lisa, please don't cry. She goes, just take it easy. She goes, I know some guy. I'm going to give him a call. And I went, okay. So I hung up the phone. I handed her the phone, got out the phone book, and she dialed a number. And long story short, she got in contact with this quote-unquote guy. He ended up being here within the half hour with his horse trailer. He picked me up, went and got my horse, brought him to his farm. And that was in 2006, August of 2006, and here we are, 2018. That's my husband today. Pretty profound, isn't it? I'm almost close to tears, actually, thinking about it. But when you pursue your passions and you seize opportunities, I cannot express how important that is. You seize those opportunities. You listen to your intuition. Follow your gut. Follow your heart. Fulfill your heart. Excuse me. That's how you are led to your soulmate, your lifelong partner. But also, again, are you guys starting to see the common theme, the common thread of today's episode? You know, earlier we talked about finding life purpose. They're somewhat, uncannily, somewhat connected. So, the bottom line here is, if you really wish to find that ultimate life partner or soulmate, then this is the first, and in my eyes, one of the most important action steps that you should take in order to reach that goal. And realize that the universe and divine does try to help us in reaching our goals. But we can't be helped sufficiently unless we make half the effort required. So, you know, all the prayers and positive affirmations, they're great and, of course, strongly encouraged. However, how good are those prayers and affirmations that you put out there if you don't do your share of work in your relationship with divine and the universe? So this is why it's so important to follow those passions of yours and to seize opportunities when they come to you, when they're presented to you. It's divine in the universe giving you those opportunities. And, you know, it might sound rather self-centered to focus on yourself first, but if you take just a minute just to think about what Spirit and I have been suggesting to, my goodness, countless folks through my readings. It actually makes complete sense. Show yourself more love. Get more involved with and for yourself so that your heart center or chakra will grow and open up even more, which will ultimately allow you to receive even more love in your life. Once you start doing this, I swear to you, you would be amazed and, you know what, thrilled at just how many wonderful new connections and doors of opportunity will be created, with love partners. But it goes beyond that. Like I said in my episode of the Law of Attraction, we're talking about careers, the new home, the new car, more money, that kind of thing. Love comes in many forms. But the most important, of course, for a lot of folks out there is finding that very special soulmate, love partner. And, you know, here's something. This is my last final note before leaving you tonight. This is a bit of a side note. And it's something that I noticed in my own life as well. You know, taken from that example that I just gave you of how I met my husband, Yvon, my second husband, and only husband at this point, you need to start pursuing, as you start pursuing all those things that you hold dear to your heart. Again, for me, it was the social work, and then the horses, and then on and on, right? Well, once you start doing all of that, and again, I will reiterate, do not restrict yourself. But as you do this, you know what? Stop looking for him or her. I know this may sound contradictory, but realize that when you're looking for them, on a subconscious level, there is an underlying, I guess you could say, fear or nervousness that automatically goes with it. So, for example, oh, I'm never going to find them, or I don't know where to look, or what if I miss them somehow, and so on. So you don't want to do that to yourself, because that in turn, it creates negative energy, which we don't want if we're trying to manifest something for ourselves. Remember the law of attraction. What you put out, you attract more of. So the more negative you put out there, the more, unfortunately, you're going to be blocked from the positive. So don't do that. Stop that. Stop looking, like 100% of the time. And just, please, folks, concentrate on yourselves. Only because really, in all seriousness, that will be when they magically appear in your life. Again, I can't even imagine how I could have gotten here. Like, it's amazing how when you follow those passions, pursue them, fulfill your purposes. There we go. You see, and you're led to such a brighter, happier, more fulfilling life in the end. And here is one last tidbit that I'm going to put out there, actually. I just remembered this, so I want to get it out. Another, again, restricting belief from the New Age movement. A lot of people think that there is only this one and one and only out there for them. And that's it, that's all. You guys, that's not the case. The truth is that our intended divine life partner is solely based on us, on our actions and our decisions. We're not limited. Remember what I said about being limitless? Well, the same goes for our soulmate life partners, you guys. Because my first husband, I do know, was a soulmate, even though he was abusive. But he was still a soulmate. But soulmates in themselves, some of them aren't necessarily meant to be in our lives forever, right? That's how soulmates work. They come and go, some of them. Not all, but some. What we're looking for here tonight is that one lifelong one. And again, like I said, it comes down to our choices, our decisions, and our actions. And basically the way that it was shown to me by Spirit was that I know this is going to sound really funny and weird, but this is basically the image that I was shown for me to understand what Spirit was trying to say. So I guess I'm a bit dense. I don't know. But I was shown this image of basically like picture yourself standing in a lineup or at a teller. Actually, picture yourself standing at a teller at a bank. You're at the teller's counter, and there's a lineup of people behind you going through the turnstiles. Well, that's the image that I was given by Spirit when it comes to life partners. If we decide that there's a partner that we don't necessarily want to stay with for whatever reason, again, for me, it was a domestic violence. After 14 years. But yeah, I'm dead. I told you, I'm dead. But there's a next one coming. And then the next one. And then another next one. It's all based on our decisions. And if we decide that this is the guy, this is the guy for me, then that's who we'll be with. And you will know when you've reached, if you want to call it the end, the end of the line, and not the end of the line, that's not the right term, but the end where you've had enough, you know, and this is the man for you, you'll know it, you will know it. But if not, if you have any doubts whatsoever, then that should be another topic of conversation, I guess. You'll know when it's the right time to stop. And don't worry, you're not going to miss out on anything. Because again, we are limitless. Limitless. And that even includes our choices, our options. There's no such thing as true destiny. We make our destinies. Right? So folks, I'm going to leave you for this week on that note. And if you have any questions, concerns, by all means, visit me at my website, lisacaza.com, LISACAZA.com. And I can answer your questions the best that I can, just so long as it's, you know, for free, as long as it's not a reading. I'll do what I can. If you want a reading, you can purchase a reading there on my website as well. Email, chat, or phone, Skype chat. So, folks, I hope that you have a wonderful weekend ahead. And I will be back next week. Topic is going to be a surprise. Take care, everybody. I love you all. And we'll be talking again real soon. Take care.